Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're having a difficult time completing eradication. Texas Foundation is actually doing a very good job at controlling the weevil at the border. The numbers are actually down this year compared to last year. But the problems are the climate of the area, the problems from coming in from Mexico, from Mexican weevils, the dangers with the drug cartel make it a more difficult area to complete eradication. It's not like the program's been a failure. It's just hard to get that final push to complete eradication. Texas-Mexican border is a buffer for the whole United States cotton belt. That's the last area of active eradication in the United States, and it's actually protecting every other cotton acre that has already eradicated the boll weevil. So it's in the industry's best interest to complete the eradication or at least hem up that weevil at the border.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our strategy now is to take that zone that we talked about this around the Texas-Mexican border and create what we call a national buffer. And it would be an active eradication buffer, but in effect it would be a buffer that protects the rest of the United States from reinfestation. And with the establishment of this buffer, we would hope to continue to get federal funding because it would protect that investment. And then we would hope to supplement that funding with what we're calling the National Boll Weevil Protection Fund, which is a supplemental funding source from other production areas, from other foundations, that would supplement the funding of this national buffer.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, I think we're waiting to see what Chairman Lucas, what his strategy is with the House leadership about bringing the bill back up and what form it gets brought back up. So we're waiting to see what their next decision is, and hopefully it'll be brought up soon. We're pressing to get a farm bill done, and so is all of agriculture, as quickly as possible. It's very important for us to get one done as quickly as possible so that we can implement the cotton provisions, which are crop insurance provisions. We believe the cotton provisions that are in both the House committee bill and in the bill that passed the Senate will serve as the pathway for hopefully resolving the cotton portion of that WTO Brazil case. We believe it will. The Brazilian cotton industry believes it will. And so we're hoping we can convince the governments that that's the right course to take.